My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's nothing to report. I'm just going to keep my head down. Just continue to just keep controlling what I can control. You know, that's up to my agent and, you know, the Steelers front office to, you know, work on that. My job is to play football.
Would you like to get something done, Cam, because
in the next week? Would you like to get something done before Sunday?
I would like to, you know, through this process. It was brought to my attention, but, you know, I just want to play. And, you know, I want to be here. I want to have one helmet, but that's for them to decide.
That's Cam Hayward talking with Richie Walsh, among other reporters, Jeff Hathorn there yesterday, and he's going to join us coming up in about 11 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. I love Richie. What a question, though. Do you want to see something get done in the next week or so? Well, yeah, man.
Yep.
Because they're not going to do it during the season. They don't do that unless the policy's changed. That's actually something I wouldn't mind changing. You know, they have done things differently since Omar Khan came around, right? You spend more money in free agency. They overhauled the quarterback room. They made a trade at the deadline to pick up the pick that wound up getting them Joey Porter Jr. They've done a ton of new different things. They fired a damn coordinator in the middle of the year. I wouldn't mind them negotiating contracts in season. And why not have that start with Cam Hayward?
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world. They don't do that. They want to see if he can stay healthy. So if 9-10 games through the season, he's kicking ass, taking names, and staying healthy, because I assume that if he stays healthy, he's going to kick ass and take names, give him the contract then.
Mm-hmm.
What's the harm in doing that? I don't think it becomes a massive distraction, not for that guy. And you could say it sets the precedent then, but you make special exceptions for special cases. Why can't Cam Hayward be that special exception for a special case?
Wouldn't the price go up, though, if he is balling?
Perhaps. I don't know that he's moved off his price right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably wants to make top 10 kind of money for that position. You're not willing to pay that right now? Maybe you would be willing to pay it if he just shows that he can get the job done. I'm not talking about multi-year deal. I'm talking about, okay, you want to come back next year? We'll make that happen, and we can float year by year, man.
Yeah.
Because you know he's not going to be a malcontent. He's not pulling the whole Aiyuk thing. He's not pulling the thing the dude's doing with the New York Jets. He showed up. He's come to work every single day. I think he's the perfect guy to change things for.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because if not, I don't think now that I would give it to him. I said way back when that I would, because I look at their defensive line situation for next year, and you're probably not going to have Larry Ogunjobi, and you have Keanu Benton, but really that's it from a starter-capable situation. Keanu Benton, I think, is going to be a stud. And so I feel a little bit better. Not about the depth, but at least you'd have a principal piece to build around. I don't think I want to do it right now, not knowing if he can stay healthy.
I don't think it has anything to do with any of that. I think it has to do with, is Ayuk going to be here or not? I think that that's what the holdup is. I don't think it has anything to do with, can he stay healthy? Do we want to do it in season or not? I think that they're focused on, do we need that money somewhere else? And if we have money left over, then we would negotiate maybe an incentive-laden contract of the money we have left to give to Cam. Like, I think that that's really what the holdup is, or it'll have been done.
I agree that that could absolutely be a big part of it. No question. And I don't view Freiermuth the same way. Like, I think, and we have been told by enough people that are in the know, that this Freiermuth thing's going to get done. I don't know what the holdup is there. I would be shocked if that doesn't happen before the season. But you know what you're going to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Hayward, there's probably such variance in what he wants and what they're willing to pay. And if you're going to tack on $28, $30 million to a wide receiver, that might affect what you're going to pay him. And it's probably not going to change all that much what you do pay Freiermuth. I buy into that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think it's all of it. I mean, I think you roll it all together.
I think if they do get Ayuk and they pay him whatever it is, I think Cam Hayward is absolutely next. They're like, they already have it in place of what they would set aside for Ayuk. And if Cam, if he does sign, then Cam would be next. I think they're just trying to figure out, like, do we have wiggle room with Ayuk? Like, what if we have to give him an extra million, whenever it all is said and done?
Well, and then you factor in quarterback
right
next year and needing to have enough space to do literally anything. Literally anything. If Dak Prescott's out there and you think if you like him, then you need to know that you've got money to spend on a guy like that. Or the more likely, Russell Wilson impresses and you got to give him $33 million like Baker Mayfield or Justin Fields. What might that cost? What might both of them cost together? You do have to pay attention to that. Obviously, if you are Omar Khan and now you're working through all these machinations in your head, what am I paying Cam? I am going to have to pay Freiermuth. What's happening at running back? Probably nothing, but what's happening at running back? Are you going to have to renegotiate a TJ Watt deal here at some point? Is Brandon Ayuk going to be part of this roster? And all of a sudden, the $85 million they have next year can dry up
quick,
really quick.
Uh-huh.
And even if it doesn't dry up in actuality, you're spending that money hypothetically in your head.
Yes.
So I guess it's not a surprise that they're waiting on him. It did not sound, though, that Cam Hayward was super optimistic. And I find him to be a very honest man and wears his emotions on his sleeves. And he's a great leader and a really good person, obviously. Walter Payton, Man of the Year. Doesn't sound like there's been much movement there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.